Good afternoon. I'm Erin Gottsacker with WXPR News. Today, Wisconsin will begin vaccinating teachers, childcare workers, and other eligible groups, including public transit workers, utility workers, and food supply chain workers, like retail food workers. The state health officials say those age 65 and older should continue to be prioritized for the COVID-19 vaccine. State data shows over half of Wisconsin residents age 65 and older have received at least one dose of the COVID vaccine. Overall, in Wisconsin, about 15% of residents had at least one dose of the vaccine. Half that amount, about 7.5%, have received both doses. And the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is looking to streamline online COVID-19 vaccine registrations. The Oneida County Health Department is in line to be one of the first to use the statewide online registry. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
More than 1.2 million COVID-19 vaccine doses have been administered in Wisconsin. The state is among the top in the nation for distributing the vaccine. But of course, the system hasn't been without its glitches. One issue has been how and where people sign up to get the vaccine. Right now, vaccinators each have their own system for getting people signed up. Hospitals and health departments usually have call lines or a website set up to take people's information and either put them on a wait list or schedule an appointment. The Department of Health Services is starting to roll out a statewide system that could help with this issue. Oneida County Health Department Director Linda Conlin says it will be similar to the format that they're currently using, but that the new system will offer more support to her department.
It is a system that many local health departments are going to use across the state, and so therefore there's going to be more support for any issues that arise or any glitches in the system where currently we're having to work through those ourselves and we're having to piece the system together to make it work.
While the Department of Health Services website says Oneida County Health Department was to be part of the test rollout of the system last week, Conlin says it's still limited to a few health departments that are working to smooth out the system.
Health departments that are working with the state have been meeting daily, going over the system and recommending changes and recommending different aspects of the system be updated or upgraded.
The Department of Health Services plans to make the online registry available March 1st to participating local and tribal health departments. It then plans to expand to all vaccinators in April. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A 50-year-old man was killed Saturday night when he was thrown from his snowmobile into a roadway in Mercer, Wisconsin. The Iron County Sheriff's Office responded to the call immediately. But when the ambulance and snowmobile rescue team arrived, the man had already stopped breathing. In a press release, the sheriff's office said life-saving measures were not successful. The man was traveling south with a group of snowmobilers when he was thrown onto Old Highway 51. The sheriff's office says an investigation into the cause of the crash is ongoing. As many as 100,000 low-income Michiganders could be eligible for the state's tuition incentive program, but are not enrolled because of outreach or operational hurdles. Lily Bolke has more.
Catherine Brown is co-author of a new report from the Institute for College Access and Success and the Century Foundation, which calls TIP a well-targeted college incentive program that could serve as a model for other communities. She says one key reason is it covers full tuition and up to $500 in fees, so it accounts for inflation in higher education. And she notes it's available to students who access Medicaid for 2 years between 6th and 12th grade.
At a young age, it targets students who are from vulnerable families, from low-income families, and sends the message that they can go to college and the state is invested in their success.
Brown says TIP, with more outreach and fewer barriers to access, could help meet Michigan's goal of ensuring 60% of residents have a college degree or credential by 2030. She notes the Department of Health and Human Services doesn't publish the data about who's eligible, so college counselors have no information on who to encourage to apply. I'm Lily Bolke.
A Lac-de-Flambeau canoe builder is being honored Thursday evening in a virtual presentation hosted by the National Endowment for the Arts. Last year, Wayne Valier was named a National Heritage Fellow. That's the highest honor for folk and traditional artists in the country. Valier was selected for the award because of his work building traditional birch bark canoes and teaching others how to do the same.
I share this award with the Anishinaabe, with my people, because ultimately, the knowledge belongs to my people. It belongs to the ones that are not yet born. All I am is a vehicle that, to pass that knowledge back on. And our people have been doing it for centuries.
The presentation Thursday will recognize the music and artwork of all 10 2020 National Heritage Fellows through a collection of videos. In addition to Valier, a Stevens Point bead worker will also be recognized. The webcast is on March 4th at 7 p.m. It's free and available to the public. You can find a link on our website, wxpr.org. With WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker.